Hey, welcome back to Imagine Me Week 10. Here we are, we did it. We are at the end of the video series, but I'm telling you, just because we're at the end of the video series doesn't mean we're at the end of the road. We're just at the beginning. What you've got with your workbook is something that you don't throw under the bed or throw out or leave on the bus. This is your roadmap to success. This is your roadmap to your future. You spent the time in it. You've answered the questions. I need you to look at this every week, at least for 10 or 20 minutes a week, so you can stay focused on where you need to go. Because you'll already, because we talked about your morning routine, you'll already be writing your goals down. But what I need you to do is I need you to remember why you need to be urgent, why you need to plan, all the great stuff we talked about over the last 10 weeks. That you get to take with you, that you get to use to springboard you in 10 years into the future that you have designed. So today, in our last segment, I need to talk to you about what is foundational to everything. You're going to say, why did you wait till the end? Because now that I've given you all the tools, the one thing I haven't given you yet is the understanding of how important your mindset is. So what is your mindset? It's the way you talk to yourself. It's what you think about yourself. It's what the way you see the world, honestly. So if you see the world and you see yourself as a failure, if you see yourself as somebody who's always going to mess up, if you see yourself as constantly a perennial C student, then guess what? You can never be an A student. You can never succeed because you don't see yourself that way. You can't succeed beyond your vision of yourself. So if you don't see yourself in a good light for whatever reason, maybe you don't like your weight, maybe you don't like your hair, maybe you have been in a really rough home situation, whatever your reason is, those self-confidence issues, those limiting beliefs, guess what? Everybody's got them. It doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter how tall or short or anything. We all have limiting beliefs that we have to push past. And the funny thing is, it's just that simple. So most of us have those ideas of what we can and can't be. Most of us see ourselves in this black and white mindset of, hey, guess what? I can be this, but I can't be this. What I'm telling you is, take down the divider, throw out I can't, and just say I can. When you give yourself the ability to be anything and do anything, like we've been doing this entire 10-week process, it fundamentally changes your horizon. You see yourself being able to accomplish things. It's easy. And I love it when people want to play, here's 1,000 reasons something won't work. I love it because it tells me the way they think. Now, granted, there are always going to be issues. There are always going to be things that slow us down. But the people that tend to focus on the obstacles tend also not to get past those obstacles. What I need you to do is I need you to see opportunities beyond the obstacles. And I even need you to see those obstacles as opportunities to grow, to change what you're doing, to change the way you think. You've got to adapt your thinking to an I can mindset. If you can see yourself doing it, you have a greater likelihood of achieving it. You remember when we were little and there was that story about the little engine that could, and it was chugging along. It's like, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And he was just trying to get up a hill, it was struggling to get up a hill. And all he told himself over and over and over again was, I think I can. And what did he do? He got up the hill. Why? Because he told himself he could, and he put his money where his mouth was. He basically said he was gonna do it and then took the steps to doing it. What we have to do for most of us, the struggle is going to come in believing we can, because we've been knocked down. Our track record, our past, all that good stuff, our current grades, all that's going to tell you, guess what? This is who you are. This is where you're going to be, right? But what you're going to say is, yeah, that was yesterday. This is today. And guess what? Today, I get to rewrite my future. Today, I get to rewrite my story. Today, I get to be the hero of my story, not just comic relief. Today, I need you to step up and say, no matter what, I really do believe I can do this. I believe this can happen. I believe you can go to med school. I believe you can get into MIT if you want to. I believe you can start a new company. I believe you can succeed at that company. I believe you can run a Fortune 500. Or if you wanted to design a clothing line, whatever you put your mind to, you've got to open yourself up to believing you can actually achieve it. Here's what I told you a while back, and I want to reinforce it here. There are going to be successful people in every generation. There are always going to be successful people. And most of us look at those successful people and say, wow, that's awesome. They must have had a lucky break, or they must have had this or that. And that's what they're going to be. But that's not what I can be. What I need you to do is I need you to see yourself as that successful person. I need you to see yourself as not somebody who's going to look up to those people, but someone that one day others will look up to. I need you to see yourself as the kind of person that can be successful in whatever you choose. So if you have a hard time and you've got some limiting beliefs and you've got some baggage, you got a past, guess what? Everybody does. But some of us can use our past to push us into a greater future. Others will use their past to make excuses for a pitiful present. And I need you to be the first group. I need you to use your past to push you into a greater future. And I need you to say, hey, guess what? I know that there are a lot of things I can't do, but the one thing I can do, I can succeed. I can control my effort. I can control my mindset. I know that when things aren't great, I can be great. Here's what happens. And let me just give you a real quick, for instance, when it comes to me, people ask me, David, how you doing? Every single day, same answer. I'm on top of the world. Best day ever. And they'll look at me and it doesn't matter. Perfect strangers will light up and start talking to me. They'll smile and say, wow, I wish I could be there. And what I tell those I think can handle it is all it takes is you saying the words. It's not anything special. It's just a decision I make every single day that today is going to be the best day ever. And I'm going to be on top of the world. Doesn't matter what happens. See, because it's not a reflection of my circumstances. It's a reflection of my mindset. And this is what slays people. They'll say, no, I can't say that. And oh, I wish I could be there. And I'm thinking to myself, why can't you say the words? And you're going to say them with me right now. How's your day? You're going to say, I'm on top of the world. Best day ever. 1, 2, 3. Nice. Why? Because you are on top of the world. This is the only day you've got. This is the best day ever. You don't get yesterday. Tomorrow's not here yet. You only have now. So why waste today hoping for tomorrow? Why waste today messed up about what happened yesterday? Live today. Be present and be aware that you can be the hero of your story. But again, you can't go higher than you think you can go. You can't be more successful than you think you can be. You can be an A student if you put your mind to it. You can graduate to the top of your class if you put your mind to it. You can get into the best school if you put your mind to it. But you've got to believe you can, and then you'll put the effort forward. Because what will happen is if you don't believe you can, you'll never put the effort up. You'll never step up to the plate because you're constantly going to say, nah, well, I'm just going to fail again, or nah, I'm just going to mess up again. And guess what? You're going to mess up. You're going to make mistakes. It's not all going to be pretty. It's not going to be all roses and ice cream. It's going to be hard work, and you'll make those mistakes. But guess what? On the journey to your success, as you make those mistakes, you'll get stronger, you'll get wiser, and you'll become more able to believe in yourself. Because guess what? You'll surprise yourself at times. You will do things and that will exceed your expectations. You'll do things just like, I didn't believe I could do that. And then now that you've done it, you believe you can do it. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to simply believe in yourself. I need you to step up to the plate and take out all the I can'ts out of your vocabulary, all the I won'ts out of your vocabulary, all the never me's out of your vocabulary. I need you to step up to the plate and say, I can, I can, I can. I need you to say that I will, I will, I will, because when you do that and you couple it with all of the other techniques and great stuff we've talked about, you become a force of nature. You become someone who can write their own ticket. You become someone who can define their own success and achieve it. And after all, that's what this program is about. This program is about helping you to become that person that is successful enough that they're able to give back to the community, that they're able to take care of their family, that they're able to be a difference maker in the world. That's what this program is about. And I believe you can be that person. Now you got to step up to the plate and believe it as well, because mindset matters. So as you go forth from this, I need you to think positively. I need you to see the I can. I need you to see the opportunities, not the obstacle. And I need you to believe that no matter what comes at you, you can solve it. You can get around it, and you can create the future of your dreams. Wow. Imagine me, all 10 weeks behind us. This has been a phenomenal experience for me, and I hope it's been a phenomenal experience for you. Finish up your workbook. Keep moving forward, and I want to hear from you. So if you haven't already connected with me, please connect, because I want to keep in touch with you. I want to be able to track your future, and I want to be able to applaud your success when you graduate from high school, when you graduate from college, when you go get your first job or make your first job, when you go to med school, when you start achieving all of the things you can achieve. I want to be right there to pat you on the back. I want to be right there to be the first, the loudest one applauding and screaming for you, because I know you can make it. So with that, we're done. Congratulations on finishing. Now get out there and go rock the world. It's been tremendous being with you. Hey, you know what I always say, make today count.